We all heard the gospel reading. It has been so challenging and so great. But many of us, when we talk about, like Reverend Mick just said, about the wilderness. Wilderness is something where people thought when you go there, you cannot come out victorious. Or when you go there, that means you are being isolated. That is not. It's a thing of a test. It's a thing of a challenge. It's a form of temptation that keeps coming to our way. And how do you face the temptation? How do you face the challenge? You know, I would like to engage you in a moment of a topic that I have given to this sermon, overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation is something that you and I, Jesus, allow that to happen. Even Jesus was tempted. Listen to this. Jesus launching his public ministry with his bands. Jesus came to the Jordan River and be what? Baptized. But John the Baptist was already baptizing people at the Jordan River. But when John was baptizing people, Jesus appeared to him and asked him, "Could you please baptize me?" Is it the first temptation of Jesus? John said, "No, man, I cannot baptize you." Why do you think John said so? Because John has already knew that there's somebody who is going to come, who is going to be what? Greater than him. But he did not know that he's the one standing before him. But John refused because he think he has to refuse. Now, Jesus went ahead and said to him, "He got to be so, you have to do what? Baptize me." But when he baptized Jesus, what happened? He said, heavens, when he was bringing Jesus out of the water, heavens opens up. And God appears like a what? A dove. Descended on whom? Jesus Christ. That means some other Bible says he landed on Jesus Christ. This means Jesus was tempted, the first one already. And God spoke from heaven, "Behold, this is my beloved son. Whom," that is, he said, "whom I'm well do what? Pleased." Because God has already deposited so many things in his son to come and give it to us. But you know what? I started this way. I started this way for you to see that any good thing that comes your way, the devil is the next person that comes to tempt you with a good thing. Or anything that you love most, that is what the devil uses to allure you. Okay, now, when God says so, people doesn't seem to understand. But then, the Bible went on and said that God, the Father, opens heavens. You see, that heavens that is being opened, is being opened for the Son of God to know that, look, I have given you everything. Everything is under your feet. No amount of words that can do what? Overcome you. Or no any human being born by what? A woman can do what? Overcome you. And then now, he said something again and he said, and the Bible says immediately, that is where the message is. The Bible said immediately after that, the Spirit of God drove. The other Bible said he drove Jesus into what? The wilderness. You know, after all the challenges, the baptismment, the dove, God have given him all the power. But he said the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And when he went to the wilderness, you and I know, wilderness is a thing of challenge. You don't know what is going to happen there. But you are going there to make sure you come out of it victorious. But it's not going to be that easy. Now, I need to ask you, when the Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted by who? By the devil. Now, listen, he did not say God sent him to the wilderness purposely for his own spirit, but he sent him there for the devil to do what? To tempt him. That means whatever we are doing, God is somewhere, he's seeing us. And whatever challenges we are facing, take this, or if you like, write it down. Whatever challenges you are facing, God knew it before it happens. And when it starts, he knows when it's going to end. That is why I said, with all this pandemic of 1 year over now, we all know it's like we are in the wilderness. We are all running helter scatter. We don't know where to hold. We don't know where to stand. We bring vaccines. We bring a nose mask. Brethren, the only answer is God. If he brings ease, that will be it. For me to move on, and then to be tempted by the devil. Now, as a believer, I want you to engage yourself and encourage yourself as a believer, because there are so many things that happen that you could see and you could say, this is of God, this is from God. But I tell you, it's not from God. Because if you watch here, it says, the scriptures says that the great blessings is found from what? Challenging. The great blessings from God or from another man is found from challenging. Why is the Bible telling us challenging? That is a temptation. Tempted, challenging. Now, the challenge point of the scripture says, here is one of those challenge points. On one hand, the Bible says that Spirit drove him into what? Wilderness. And then, other hand, the Bible says, it is the devil that tempted what? Him. He said, it is the devil that tempted God. Okay. Now, we begin to understand something about all of our what? Lumps between testing and temptation. As a human, if God said he wants to tempt us, we will fail at all times. But what he's saying here is, he said, God is doing what? Testing and temptation. He's just testing us as a human. But those in the Bible, he gives them the bigger temptation. And then the Bible says that God will tempt no man with sin. That is it. God will not test you with sin. He will not ask you to do anything that is sin, or that at the end it becomes sin. God will test you with something at the end it becomes what? Victorious. Because if you look at it here, he said God will not test no man with sin. So your temptation to sin does not come from what? From God. That is the answer. Whatever sin you do, it's not God that pushes you. And we often say, it is the devil. It is the devil. Let me tell you some story. There was a couple who says, wow. The man called the wife and said, look, honey, I think this year or next year we should buy our mortgage. And the mortgage we have to buy, we need to start saving. So that means we have to cut our expenses. What happened? The woman said, wow, that's a brilliant idea. And the man said, wow, I embrace it. So from today or tomorrow, next month we start. He said, yeah, they start. As they started, look at it. It's not a temptation, but it's a testing. The woman went to dress. You know, you women. She stood in front of the mirror. She took this. No. She took that. No. She took that. No. But she put on something else. And the thing looked beautiful. And she looked at it. He said, look, I don't have any more. So the best thing I need to go for what? Shopping. Wow, that's the first thing that came to your mind. But when she put it on, standing next to her, behind her, was the devil. The devil came and said, "You look so ravishing, so beautiful." And she accepted it. She welcomed it. And said, "You devil, go behind me." And then the devil went rather round to in front of her. And then he said, "You look beautiful in front of you as well." He said, "Now, where are you going to ask me to go?" You see the testing. This is just a joke to cut the story, you know. But then, temptation and testing are always close. They keep coming. Anything at all you plan doing, first thing that will come in is the devil. The devil will try to what? To snatch it or to destroy your idea. He will show you things of the world. And the things that he's showing in the world does not belong to him. But he's showing you things that is bigger, dreamer than what you are thinking. But then, the woman fell and the man stood. That is good in a way. Now, to go on. As the testing came, the woman fell, the man stood. But at the end of the day, it proved to the woman that anything at all we say with our mouth, the next person is what? Is the Lucifer who takes it and changes the thought of it. Any good thought that is in there, the Lucifer makes sure you lose it. And there are things that we do in the midst of people. We keep showing our white teeth to friends like we love them, we like them. Same you do to your family and etc. That is how the devil comes. The devil show you every greater things that is glittered like gold. That is what the devil shows you. But then, God will not even ask you or test you with anything that will lead you into what? Sin. Brethren, I believe you have taken this. Make sure you stand on your grass at all time. I want another witness for you. So then the Bible says that Jesus is in what? Wilderness. And he tempted by the what? The devil. Then devil tempted Jesus Christ severally. Number of times, I could say from my Bible that I read, it tested me 3 times. But all this, Jesus stood on his grounds and overcome him. But then, he went on and said, he tempted him into sin because he was even asking Jesus to do what? To bow down for him because he would give him the whole world. Another witness. This morning, somebody listening very carefully, because temptation is something that invitation of what? Of sin. It keeps inviting you to do sin. Because it's not asking you to do anything good, but it's inviting you. I call it invitation to what? To sin. But the bad is, the devil is the son that who always tempts you to do sin. But a powerful scripture says, you have to disgrace this devil. How do you disgrace the devil? The devil is somebody that when you want to disgrace, you don't have to stand and disgrace him. You need to know your scriptures very well. You need to quote it. You need to quote it. You need to be more prayerful. You have to stand and say, "Satan, get behind me." Or like the Bible says, "Say, Satan, go away from me." You know, you don't just say it. Before you cast the demons, he goes and gather and come in thousandfold. Because if you search him today, he's going to get plan and come and overcome you. Amen. Mm-hmm. But he fixes up so many things so simple when he invites you. Such as a way that you can believe whatever he's telling you to do. We can be good, but doing wrong. Because the devil has already tempted us and he has shown us the other part of it. But we have to know that when we are in the good terms or good mood, does not mean we should forget what we are doing. We should know where we are standing. We should know what we are doing. so that we can overcome the temptations of the Lucifer. Another one, that temptation is the invitation to sin with the hope of what? Somewhere, sometimes, people were doing wrong, but then they think the wrong they are doing is nothing. But they've forgotten there's a gravity in the wrongdoing that they are doing. That gravity they are doing is not of God at all. It's not of God. Somehow, this is not going to be so good or so bad to them. But to them, when they are doing it, the thought is good. And then in their mind, all these believers, you see, because they believe all things around them at a time. But we call them all these believers at a point of time of another temptation that comes into their way. Then, the test of Jesus, that temptation is a spiritual warfare. Because if Jesus could finish his baptismment and the Spirit drove him to the wilderness and he's being tempted by who? By the devil. Ask yourself questions. Why from God's path straight into the wilderness for the devil to have upper hand? Because God wants to see whether he's really strong as he said. Then he said to him, now is what? A spiritual warfare. That means that even each one of us, no matter where you find yourself in life this morning, whatever you are doing or whatever is delaying or denying you with temptation, you have the spiritual warfare to mount your prayer gown and your prayer shoes and your prayer words and take your mantle of your Bible into your hands and use it. Because we are not fighting people you see before you. We are fighting with the people at the level in the higher spiritual realm that me and you, our eyes, cannot see. So if you are standing on the level of the ground and you are proclaiming the word of God and you are not quoting the scriptures properly, trust me. And some people pray, but they don't pray more than 15 minutes. I know it's a challenging, but please do go beyond. Amen. Everybody trying to get you or to invite you. But the things that they invite you into, do you assess it before stepping in? But you don't. Because most people invite you into what? Into sin. Because this test teaches us something in so many years. That great tempter, that the great tempter, right, is great tempter that tests all sin, is what? The devil. The tempter himself is the devil. Do you know what means that the deliverer is just there, will not allow the devil to even get close to kill you, but is being given a way to test you? That does not mean you should not put your armor and do the things of God. He says you should put on your armor at all time. Devil always comes to tempt you. Devil always comes to steal whatever is good for God. But it shows us that the devil wants us to use so many things that is not of God. He wants to deal with you in such a way that mercy you cannot find. But he is the same person that will show you oh, this is what I'm giving you. This is what I'm delivering for you. And this is what I'm giving you. Because if you look at the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, which says that the temptation has found in himself, except that which is common to the man. That means that all of us going through temptation, whatever that we are doing on earth, if Jesus can go through temptation, what about you and me? We can also go into true temptation. Amen. But tempted by what? By the devil. But you receive invitation of sin. But the Bible tells us something. It said, this text also teaches us that why and where we all have deals with what? Tempts. The temptation will surely come, but possible for each one and every one of us will do what? Overcome. Amen. To move on fast. Temptation is devil thing. It looks into your key areas, but you make him got into your house because you allow him. When he knocked, you open him. Temptation can come at any point in time. Temptation can come at any time. This text reveals to us that in all of our life, in which temptation can come, can I show you something? Something that tells us that temptation can come in any form of high point, but Jesus has already just what? Scattered and sent the devil back into where he lives or he belongs. Amen. Just stated that public ministry have unique point in our life. It's like you fellowshipping with Church of England or St. Luke Church and St. Luke Church family. We have so many prayer forums that we do. And with this, you can equip yourself. If you don't know how to pray, you know, you learn from there. You give him the opportunity, the room. Even if it's 1 minute, you can thank God, it's been accepted. Just be or join us on the line so that you can also learn from others when they are praying. Because one prayer can move so many mountains. So be yours. When you pray, I also get blessings from that. And I also learn from you at the same time. Amen. Another word for someone. This morning, you need to know that you have to be careful when you are aiming higher. Because most of us, let me use our work as an example. Wherever you work under somebody. You have your superiors. But you will want to jump to go beyond them. That person, you get closer to him or her, he keeps telling you, oh, it's all right. But he's not telling you what really is not really good there. Because he knows one day he might move. And that higher position is not a permanent place. It's not a permanent place for any of us at all. So whenever you are aiming higher, make sure you know where you are going. And you don't slack. Because if you aim higher, the first thing that comes in your way is success that you'll be thinking of. Yes, you'll be success, but you've forgotten there's another successor who comes to tempt you. He's the devil. He comes to tempt you and challenge you and make sure you lose whatever you have. Amen. But God, if God put you in that position, no man, no weapon can even put you out of that place. They can bring the grain of all this bread in this world. You will remain standing. Amen. Because you are being blessed by the Yahweh. There's no amount of weapon that can overcome you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's go on. This is the holy point. He said the holy point of the whole. He said the holy point. The Bible says Jesus has been what? Tested. And then fasting for what? 40 days and 40 nights in the other Bible. He said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, when you come to this point, your body becomes weaker. Let me ask whoever that is watching me today, can you do 5 days dry fasting, no water, no food, on top of your voice praying? How would you feel? COVID is aside. How would you feel? You've been knocked down. But look at somebody. He fasted for what? 40 days and 40 nights. But you know what? Mostly, people tell us, oh, it's Jesus who did that. But actually, it was 3 people who did that in the Bible. It's only 3. I'll get there. I'll tell you. You know what? Jesus fasted for what? 40 days and 40 nights. But that is the holy highest point. And then when Jesus fasted, what happens? The body becomes weaker. Very, very weak. Only 3 people in the Bible who did this with. Only 3 people in the Bible who did this with Jesus. They also fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That is Moses, Elijah, and Jesus himself. And you see, the unique job or work of these 2 people additional to Jesus. Moses took us, what? Through the Red Sea. Elijah proclaimed, and then the rain comes. Look, there are things, that word, when I'm fasting, it's time for me to challenge my Almighty. Where I cannot go, that is where my Lord go before me. And what I cannot do with my power, that is when he do it. Brethren, I cannot move on, but I want to stop here by telling you something. In life, I keep saying challenges are welcome. Without that challenge in your life, how would you see the handwork of God over your life? When we are running away from illness, we are running away from COVID-19. Yes, precautions have to be taken. But if you know within you that you need mute with the Spirit of God, he said, challenges are welcome. In your work, in your marriage life, in your social life, I speak with authority. Challenges will come, testing will come, but your Lord, your God, that you do not put into test, will lift you and catapult you to the level that he wants you to be. In Jesus' name, I pray.